Dem Rep. Garcia, the DOJ and AG Bondi are violating the law. By Pam Key on December 23, 2025. Tuesday on CNN's The Source, Representative Robert Garcia, DCA, said Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice were violating the law that required the release of the Epstein files. Host Pamela Brown said, in terms of those 10 alleged co-conspirators, the law says here, it's on the second page. It says no record shall be withheld, delayed or redacted on the basis of embarrassment, reputational harm or political sensitivity, including to any government official, public figure or foreign dignitary. The Deputy Attorney General has already said that he did not see any basis for any third-party investigations here. So do you think the DOJ is violating the law? Garcia said, the DOJ is violating the law. The Deputy Attorney General, who I remind folks with Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, is violating the law. The Attorney General is violating the law. They are not following the law that Congress passed. And certainly they're defying the U.S. Congress. And certainly the work the U.S. Senate did to get this law through quickly, as well, on their side. He added, what's crazy right now is that it's not just a defiance of the law. It's the back and forth. It's the AG saying that files were on her desk and now they're not. It's them saying that there was no one essentially, that they need to go after that. There's no prosecution that was available to them. And yet now we're getting memos and information in these documents that there are co-conspirators. We also know, for example, when Jeffrey Epstein was first brought forward on charges. We know that the line prosecutors were recommending federal charges for not just Epstein, but for up to possibly 20 other men and co-conspirators who helped Epstein and Maxwell at the time. Alex Acosta turned his back on that recommendation. The question comes back, why? Why did they not listen to the line prosecutors? Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.